This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. On September 22, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. It declared that on January 1st, all slaves, quote, shall be then, thenceforward, and forever free. Up to this point, Lincoln had said that the war was not about freeing the slaves, but about saving the Union. Looking at it strategically, he knew, for one thing, that the South was using slave labor for their war effort. But more than that, he hated slavery. So he wrote the first draft of it in late July. Knowing not all Northerners were anti-slavery, his Secretary of State William H. Seward wanted him to hold off on announcing it until there was something to raise the morale. A victory. Any victory on the battlefield would help. It happened just days earlier at the Battle of Antietam. Then, Lincoln and the Republicans in Congress, aware that the proclamation wasn't going to be constitutional, started on making it so by the time of the war's end. In January 1865, both houses of Congress had passed the 13th Amendment, and it was ratified by December. Lincoln was fully aware of its significance, saying just 2 months before the war was over, quote, "It is my greatest and most enduring contribution to the history of the war. It is, in fact, the central act of my administration and the great event of the 19th century." Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.